Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. For the Word of God is alive and active. It lives to make us alive. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Some say that Latin is a dead language. What they mean by calling it a dead language is that it isn't spoken as the official language of any country anymore. So while a small number of people still learn the language and can read and write it, no one really speaks to each other in it. That's why it is considered dead. Some would say the same thing about the Bible. They argue that it is an old, outdated book filled with fairy tales that only a few believe. It is dead, they say. Not so fast. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, we are told, "The Word of God is alive and active." The Bible is not dead. It's very much alive and actively at work. The Bible continues to do important work. First, it shows us that we are much worse off than we could ever have imagined. We are sinners who don't come close to living the perfect life that God requires of us to get into heaven. That means we deserve the worst fate imaginable, being dismissed by God forever in hell. That's why the second thing the Bible shows us is even more important. It shows us how much God cares about us by making sure that we would never have to experience hell. God made the promise to send a Savior to die and even suffer hell for us in our place so that we would never have to. Latin may be a dead language, but the Bible will never be a dead book. It highlights our Savior Jesus, who lived, died, and rose for us so that we would never die. We give thanks in prayer. Dear God, thank you for your living and active Word. May I hear, read, and study it so that it can be active in my life and heart. Use it to grow my faith. Amen.
We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.